This is Shimon Freundlich from Beijing, China. I have been getting an exorbitant amount of WhatsApp messages, phone calls, emails. Can I do a minyan this way? Can I do a minyan that way? Is outdoors okay? How about indoors if we wash our hands properly? And we take the right protocol, and we use hand sanitizer, and the room is this size, would it be okay? So I'm going to say the following. In Beijing, there were a total of 461 cases, 372 recovered, and 8 deaths. Throughout all of the 13 Chabad houses in China and Hong Kong, not one community member, I repeat, not one community member contracted this virus. And the reason is because they listened. So I'm talking now to Shluchim, I'm talking now to wherever this voice note reaches, community leaders and Rabbonim. I am not a Poisek, but I have spoken to competent Poskim to find out what Das Teira is in this instant. And they have all told me, and I can tell you from personal experience, don't make minyanim. Theoretically speaking, if it is done in a certain way, perhaps it would be possible, but it's not practical. And therefore, it's an issue of pikuach nefesh and sakonas nefashos. A person who is strong enough, whose immune system can handle it, who won't even feel any symptoms, can be a carrier and give that to another person, who can give that to another person, and Rahman al-Itzlan. What is this insistence about minyanim? Everybody's trying to find shtick. If I do it indoors with this distance, if I do it outdoors, etc. It comes to Yom Kippur, we are mechalal Yom Kippur for Pikuach Nefesh. It comes to Shabbos, we mechalal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. And those are the Eraisa. It comes all of a sudden to a minyan. No, we have to. Somebody asked me, but there won't be any Kriya Satira in my area. I know. And if you realize that by making that Kriya Satira, you are putting somebody's life at danger, are you still willing to do it? You think that you know better than the doctor, you know better than all of the scientists in the world that are telling you how dangerously quick, fast this virus spreads. All of a sudden, a backache, you run to the doctor and you say, please, please help me. You put your life in the hands of the doctor. Why? Because you trust him, because you know that he knows what he's talking about. All of a sudden, they do better from the biggest specialists. So listen to Das Teira, listen to the Rabbonim, listen to the Poskim, listen to the Dayanim, and stay home. The only way we are going to kill this virus is if people do not come in physical contact one with the other. Now, some people may say this is contradictory to other voice notes that I gave previously. And I want to tell you something, that every single day, things change. And new information is given. And you have to adapt accordingly. So I'm telling you, based on the experience that I have, that in the climate we are today, with the spread of the virus, and how many people, thousands, are contracting this virus, and Rahman al-Islam, where that can lead to. Don't be a chachim. You're not a poisek. and you're not a doctor. And as one Pesach told me today, the doctor is the Pesach. I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos. It's Shabbos Mevarachim of Chedesh Nissen. Parshas HaChedesh. That Rebbe Shabbat Helfen, that we should see Nisei Nissim in a way, was a statement for him, what we have all been waiting for, the Geula Amitis VaHashleima, and it should be Parshas HaChedesh, in a sense, a renewal in our lives, a renewal in the world at large. And may this be the final pain in Chevelim Mashiach for the Geula B'mheri V'Yomeinu Amen.